This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. Juan Alamo showed a passion for percussion at a very young age, surfaced when he was a little boy growing up in Puerto Rico. Juan parlayed that passion into serious classical study with the marimba. And while the marimba fits well into classical style compositions, Juan also wanted his work to include the rhythms of the island and the improvisational melodies of his other love, jazz. In his recently released record, Ruta Panoramica, Juan combines his classical training with Latin roots. Juan Alamo has performed around the world, also a composer and a professor of music at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Juan, welcome to The State of Things. Good to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
You brought some friends with you, Steve Anderson on the piano, Brevin Hamden playing the congas, Andy Kleindienst on the electric bass, and together they are Mariam Jazia, and we're going to hear them perform in a moment. Juan, talk about your growing up in Puerto Rico and how you got introduced to percussion.
Well, I grew up in the mountains of Puerto Rico, but Puerto Rico music is you hear music all the time, and my family is very musical, even though we don't have professional musicians. There's always music in the house, and then my father is like a music lover with a huge record collection, so that was my introduction into Latin rhythms, or to be more precise, to salsa music, right, which is one of those genres that is very popular in the island, and that got me, exposed also to the marimba through recordings that he had of Tito Puente and other musicians who used the instrument. And then later on, I started to study music. I went to the conservatory. I got exposed to or introduced to classical music and also to jazz. And then I moved to North Texas to study my master's and also to study jazz. And that's when I started to sort of fusion everything.
And along the way, I guess you were also playing the guitar now and then very early for your grandmother. Is that right?
Yes. So that was the instrument that I first received lessons on the guitar. And then my grandmother used to sing folk music, and we will get together in the afternoons and do that.
That is a way to learn to love music, is it
yep,
not?
It is.
I wonder if I could ask you to play a song for us.
Yes, we're going to play a tune that I dedicated to my grandmother. It's entitled Lucia's Mambo. Thank you.
Marim Jezia, the song is Lucia's Mambo. My guest Juan Alamo on the marimba. Juan and Marim Jezia will perform from their new album, Ruta Panoramica.
Panoramica.
And that's going to be June 7th. Ruta Panoramica, that's the name of the album, going to be at Sharp 9 Gallery on June 7th. It's an amazing song. Here's the thing about the marimba for me. To me, it's a magic instrument because no matter how many times I look, like if you look at a piano, the first time you saw a piano, it's not obvious that if you press that white key, that's the sound that would come out. Yeah. But once you hear a piano, you get it. And every time I look at a marimba and you play it and I think, no, you can't hit wood and make that sound. So to me, it's absolutely magic that that's the sound that comes out of that. It never looks like it can make that sound.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's in many ways is molded after the piano in regards to the layout. But of course, the way we play the instrument and the way in which the sound comes out is totally different.
It's amazing stuff. It is that you talked about that song being dedicated to your grandmother, who is a kind of inspiration to you. Another inspiration was Roberto Clemente.
Clemente, yeah. Which the audience might be familiar with. Baseball
yeah.
player.
Yeah.
Arguably one of the greatest baseball player, but also a great... humanitarian, someone who actually lost his life, bringing relief to the people in Nicaragua in 1972. So in a way, I wanted to write music for this album that was tightly connected to the people in Puerto Rico or places in Puerto Rico, you know, something that had to do with my homeland.
Tell me more about this album and how it came together.
So I started working in the music in 2016, and again, the idea was to write music around the theme of Puerto Rico, historical events or important people that have contributed to the history and to the culture of the island one way or another, and also people who are close to me, like the case of the first tune that we play, that was my grandmother. And the other thing is I wanted to introduce music from Puerto Rico, rhythms and styles of music that might not be as well known or familiar in jazz. So I'm also using them, which is the case of this next tune that we're using, a rhythm from Puerto Rico called Bomba Sica.
Can we hear it?
Yes. And the title of the tune is El Magnifico. Thank you.
Magnifico, Marinjazia, with my guest Juan Alamo on the marimba. Juan Alamo and Marinjazia will perform their new album, Ruta Panoramica, June 7th at Sharp 9 Gallery in Durham. Juan is here with Steve Anderson, Brevin Hamden, and Andy Kleindienst. You know, you talked about that. It's a great song. And this rhythm, Bombasica. Mm-hmm. Is that what it is? Can you pull that out for us so we can hear kind of what that is?
Yeah, so...
Get
so,
a sense of that?
Yeah.
And you say that's something that we would have found in Puerto Rico, and it makes its way into the Latin sound, unique to that place.
Yeah, it's very unique to the island of Puerto Rico.
Great stuff. And so, and again, you pulled some of that into this album, along mm-hmm. with your sense of composition and classical training, and all of that comes together in this new album.
Yes.
Well, I want to leave you time to play us out, and I want to thank you very much for being on the program today. It's Marinjazia. Juan Alamo is on the marimba, Steve Anderson on the piano, Brevin Hamden on the congas, and Andy Kleindienst on the electric bass. Marinjazia is going to perform the new album, Ruta Panoramica, June 7th at Sharp 9 Gallery in Durham. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
I want to tell you more about that. You can find out, if you want to learn more about this band and anything we've talked about, you can head to our website, stateofthings.org. Our program is produced by Anita Rao, Laura Pelliser, Dana Terry, Amanda Magnus, and Jennifer Brookland. Robin Copley is our technical director. Jenny Lawson and Al Wadarski engineered the show today. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Marinjazia.
One. Thank you.